There are fewer than 30 men in the world qualified to drive Formula One. A mere half dozen, perhaps, to win. At this moment, I'm inclined to think you're not one of them.
You want to
keep up the good work, Stephen, and there you have it. There you go.
Hello, this is Desiree for F1Weekly.com. I'm your in-depth correspondent.
Let's go with the qualifying, Steve.
Welcome to F1Weekly.com. This is Clark Rogers with the F1 Weekly Weekend Edition podcast number 396. An interview with Esteban Gutierrez. Nasser?
Si, senor. Buenos dias. Esteban Gutierrez, I am very, very confident, is going to be the next big Formula One star from Mexico, you know, across the border. Interestingly, he came to the U.S. a couple of years ago to take part in Formula BMW U.S. Series and won the rookie title. If I'm not mistaken, he was on pole in his first two car races of his life. Very, very impressive. Did a very good job. Then last year, he moved to Europe and took part in the Formula BMW Europe Series, which was a first time being run as a United Series, which used to be BMW UK, BMW Germany. So the competition was very stiff. And boy, was he on fire. Completely dominated the season, won the championship. And as part of that deal, he is testing a Formula One car this week at Jerez and doing very good, I must say. This season, he was in F3 Euro Series, which was quite a jump from Formula BMW to F3 Euro Series. And he, halfway through the season, he was really showing his potential and finish one of the races on the podium, but he is going to be a major, major force in motor racing in the next few years. Plan right now, from what I know, it may change, but he will probably stay with ART and compete in F3 Euro Series. And very good family. I met his mom and dad last year in Barcelona also, and also his manager who lives in Monterrey, where the family is from. So I'd like to thank all of them and wish Esteban all the success. And look forward to meeting him again at some track in Europa. Gracias and adios, amigo.
Okay, folks, I'm here at Hockenheim Ring with a very smiling young driver, Mr. Señor Esteban Gutierrez from Monterrey, Mexico. Esteban, welcome back to F1 Weekly. How are you today?
Good. Today was a really fun race because yesterday we were penalized and we were sent from 8th position to the 21. And so today in the race we had to start in the 21st position. And finally we ended in 11. And it's good because tomorrow we have one more race to go. It's the last race of the season. So I think there is a good chance to recover more positions and to fight good points maybe.
And what did you do? Why were you penalized?
Well, there is in the first corner there is a red mark that you're supposed to come back to the track before this red mark. There is a runoff that you can use to get more speed, but of course there is the limit with the red mark, and supposedly the race director said that I touched the red mark, but the decision is made by them, and you have to respect always the race director, you know. But as in my concern, I did not touch the red mark, but it's like this, and you have to respect. And anyway, we had a good race today, and there is a lot of things that gave experience, because always when you start in the back, you have to do a lot of work, you know. You have to have a balance on to be conservative and to risk, because if you risk too much, then you can end the race very soon in the race.
Now, good news is a lot of other drivers, according to them, did not touch the red line, but the race director disagreed with them. Other drivers were penalized also, right?
Yes, many drivers of the grid were penalized. The unfortunate thing is that we lost some time in the session, because at the beginning the team was respecting a rule that if there is not a board that said wet track, you cannot go out to the track you cannot go into the track with the wet tires. So with this decision, we lost a little bit of time, and it was a bit of a confusion. And so we were not able to do many good laps. We were only able to do 10 running laps, and in those 10 running laps, in the end, it was really wet. And the beginning, it was not the optimum of the track.
Now, you started this year with ART, which is a very successful team. What were the high points of the season for you, and what were the big disappointments for you?
Well, I think, always when you come from winning a championship last year, 1 year before, you come with a mentality, a better mentality to have good results. But realistically, you have to think, you have to be prepared for everything, and this is what we did. We prepared for to experience everything, because in the beginning it's always difficult when you change to a tougher category like Formula 3 Euro Series, which is very competitive. And in the end, of course, we took a bit of time to adapt to the car. And the good thing of the championship is that we were progressing all through the races. We had a little bit of mistakes. We had a little bit of luck, bad luck as well, and also with the mistakes we were penalized like yesterday. But the speed was there. I think it's something really important in consideration that we have good speed. And in the analysis we do in the team, here in the team personally with all the drivers comparing, we are quite good. So I am quite confident that this season we were able to to conclude a lot of good things and to learn and have a good experience.
Okay. Now, anybody who has followed your career, raced against you, and I've spoken to some of your competitors back in America, they all think you are a very, very quick driver, special racing talent. Now, this is your third year, first year in the U.S., you won the rookie championship. Second year, you had a dominating season in Formula BMW Europe. Tell me honestly, did you think you could come to F3 Euro Series and kick Butte right away?
Well, I mean, it's different because it's different circumstances. Because you mean Bottas, or which?
No. But
okay.
Kick ass, as they call it in America.
No, of course. I mean, you have to think realistically, as I said. I mean, you cannot come in to think in the first year that you are gonna be there in the top three or in the top one. Of course, you look for it. Of course, you do your best. Of course, you do everything. But it's really important to accept, because always the first season in this kind of category, it's good to learn, to get the experiences for the future, because in the long run, it's gonna help a lot. The results are needed, but I think we had not so bad results, maybe not so good, but we had two good podiums. We had a ninth position on the championship right now, as of right now. And I think, it was not really so bad. I mean, I think we used the time in the track to learn. We used the time in the races, the fights, all the mistakes. That's where you learn the most, from the mistakes.
Exactly. Now, tomorrow is the last race of the season, and today you qualified way back, and I was watching from the big stadium. You passed a lot of cars. How easy it is to pass cars in a F3 car?
Well, the thing is that in F3 car, from F3 to the top, you have a lot of downforce in the car. So in behind the car, it generates an empty, I don't know what you call it. Yes, an empty air behind the car. So when you're following a car, it's really difficult to get the same grip or to get the same downforce, for example, in the front especially. And so when you get to the fast corners, it's really hard to keep it quite close to the car in the front. And this makes it difficult in the fast tracks, when you have tracks that you have really fast corners and when you have no long straights, because for this you really need a long straight to be able to catch the guy in the end of the straight and to be able to overtake. But of course, when you start in the back, in the very back, and you have good speed to be in the top 5 or in the top 10, I mean, you must be able to really overtake one by one, and everything is with patience and enjoying the most important.
Yeah. Okay, let's say I'm sure you have not decided what you're going to do in 2010, but let's say you stay with ART and you stay in F3 Euro Series. What is the biggest lessons learned that you will take from this season that will help you hopefully win the championship next season?
Well, basically the experience. I mean, the experience of starting a lot of times in the back and overtaking a lot. The experience having a good reference in the team, because with my teammates you can always compare the data and you can learn a lot of things. You can with each other. You know, it's not that they are always fast or they are always slower, or I am always fast or slower. We combine everything together and you can learn a lot of things. It's, this experience helps a lot to after a first season to the second season, gives you more confidence, gives you more security in the car. We hope that we do a good season wherever we go.
Now, this year ART has Jules Bianchi, who won the championship, and he was experienced in a second year in the series. Then you had your hombre, Mr. Adrian Tomby, whom you raced against in Formula BMW last year as your teammates, and also Valtteri Bottas. Among the rookies and plus Jules Bianchi, did you guys talk to each other in trying to get some help, or everybody was out on his own?
No, of course, when you are in the meeting each one with his engineer, we always think about, we share our opinion together. I mean, of course, it's everybody's a competitor, you know. Everybody, if you have something special, you never want to spell it out and to let everybody know it. But yes, I mean, in general, we share our opinion in the decisions of the car, in the setup, in the strategy. And this is really important, because a team, it's a team, and you have to work all together to also be team champion, as we are right now.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, how will you rate your season at this stage?
7.
So you're more than just 7. I mean, it's more than average. You feel that way?
Yeah, I think, of course, we would, with the speed we had, we had a chance, a good chance to be, to have more podiums, to maybe get a win. And in the end, I think it's quite good. I mean, 9th position in a really, really competitive championship. And with the experience I have in my career, which I have 2 years in Formula BMW and 2 years in karting before this, it's I think it's quite good considering all that.
Okay, Mexico has not had a real, you know, heavy-duty Formula One driver since Pedro Rodriguez, and I am betting that you will be the next. How much is your success reported and appreciated in Mexico?
Well, in Mexico I have really good support, and this is very important for me, of course, because when you get the support from the people, and when the people also from my side, I always do my best to put the name of Mexico on the topest, you know. But
I see the flag there.
Yes, of course. I mean, of course, I'm representing my country here in Europe, and this is why it's very important to do a good image, you know, to everybody. Basically, yes, of course, you always need that support from the media, and to be able to push and to be motivated, because sometimes it's really difficult when you come from all the way from Mexico to Europe to live. Sometimes I am really alone. Sometimes it's difficult personally, because it's not the same for a European guy that can always go back home in 1 hour flight or 2 hour flight. You know, in my situation, it's a 10-hour flight and then 2 more hours in second flight. So it's sometimes it's really difficult, but I don't take it as an excuse. It's just different circumstances of different drivers, and try to live with it. And,
which European city has the best fajitas and menudo?
I have not tried really a lot of Mexican restaurants in Europe, but of course in Madrid I went to a very good restaurant, Mexican restaurant. Oh no, and also to Polonia. How do you say
in Polonia, Poland, in Warsaw?
Yes, of course.
What took you to Warsaw? I mean, did you have an invitation from Kubica?
No, we went just for some holidays in between the races with my family.
Okay, good. Now, talking of living, where are you based in Europe during the racing season?
Right now I'm based in Paris, in France.
Parlez-vous français?
Oui, un peu. Pas très bien, mais oui, un peu. You like it there? Yes, it's really nice. Basically, we chose Paris because it's really center in Europe, and you can always have flights to all over Europe, and you can have also the trains. And considering that most of the races were in Germany this year, for example, you can always drive from Paris to the races in Germany for, I don't know, maximum 7 hours or 8 hours, which is not so bad. And because sometimes going in the planes, going in the airport, it's really tough. Sometimes it's really tired. You know?
You went to school in Paris also, right, previously?
No, I went last year. I was living in Madrid. Yes, and I went to school in Madrid for half a year, and then I continued my studies by internet with a Mexican school.
And in Europe, what is your favorite track? Something tells me Spa.
Spa, and I have several good tracks. Portimao, Spa, Hockenheim. Hockenheim is one of my favorites.
Okay, now, last 2 years you were in Formula BMW. Compare the two cars, Formula BMW and F3 Euro Series, please.
Well, the main difference is the downforce and the power. In the downforce there is a lot of difference, because if you have not so much downforce, it's easier to drive the car. It's more like a go-kart, you have more control of the car. It's easier in the way of physical condition. And for a Formula 3 you really have to be more prepared. All the structure of the car, it's quite different. The Formula BMW, as I told you, it's more similar to go-kart. So you can really play a lot with the car, you can slide a little bit in the corners and not so much problem. In the Formula 3, when you have a lot of downforce, it's a little bit more difficult to find the limit. Really you need the experience to find the limit with the diffuser, and which we don't have in Formula BMW. It's quite a big step, I would say.
And Senor has a Formula Uno test coming up soon. Tell our listeners about that, please.
Yes, it's a really great opportunity that BMW Sauber gave us, because I think it's really good experience to get a different perspective of, the perspective of what can come in the future, you know, and like this you can really prepare yourself, you can make better decisions on what is best for you, for the experience you get, because when you go in a championship, really, in my opinion, I don't think only on what is gonna give me the best result. I think on what is gonna prepare me the most, you know, for the future. Of course, you need the results, but by pushing, by trying to get the results in a difficult championship, this is where you really feel the learning, and that you are really getting the most of the championship. So, because there is also a lot of money invested by some sponsors. By the sponsors, and you really have to get the most of all the package you have.
What have you done in preparation for driving a Formula One car? And that will be in December in Jerez, right?
Yes, I've been pushing a lot in the gym. it's really, in Formula One they say that with the power steering it's not so difficult for the arms, but basically, the neck is the most difficult, I've heard, and I've been training a lot the neck. As you can see, I have a little thick. But yes, you always try to prepare the most, because also with, I think it's a unique opportunity to drive a Formula One car. And even with a good team, you know, BMW Sauber, it's quite a good team. And I'm really looking forward to live the experience, to get the most of the test, and to learn the most.
You recently did some testing in GP2 car. What was the feel of a GP2 car compared to F3, and how did you do there?
Well, in downforce-wise, the technique, driving technique, is quite similar to Formula 3. Of course, some things change. For example, you have the paddle shift, which is quite different from the Formula 3. But it was really impressive feeling, because when you have a lot of power, when the car is big, and when everything is more aggressive, you know, the speed is just amazing. The grip on the corners, it's quite amazing. And I don't know, it's just a feeling that it's difficult to explain, you know.
What is your estimated arrival in Formula Uno?
Oh my God! Yeah, well, right now I think a lot on the present, but of course you put an objective. A goal, and I would say 2-3 years.
And currently, who is guiding and managing your career?
Right now, it's my family and myself.
Oh, good.
I have advisors. I have people that advise me, give me advice. But basically, this is the way we have done it since the beginning, and we would like to keep it the same for the future. Of course, we are open to hear some proposals. We are open to have people around that can help a lot, you know, in the career. But basically, the main point is to have a family decision, and that the decision of my family, of myself, can be involved, you know.
And when you get to Formula Uno, don't forget the F1 Weekly Familia. Finally, how about a message for listeners of F1 Weekly?
Well, thank you very much for hearing my interview. It's really nice to share my experience here in Europe, and I hope we can meet again and to do more interviews more often.
Absolutely, I really look forward to it. Muchas gracias.
Esteban, thanks for joining F1Weekly.com.
This is Desiree for F1Weekly.com, thanking you, the subscribers and members of our listening audience, for listening to our podcast, reporting and commenting on Formula One, the highest echelon of motorsport, a blend of technology, tradition, glamour, and guts, all wrapped up in a high-speed package. That's F1Weekly.com for all your Formula One needs.